UNSW's annual art and design exhibition is going to be showcasing this week a bunch of artistic talent from Aussie graduates with contemporary art, design, and creative media work. And I'm joined now by Jessica Long and Doug Schofield, who are two of the featured artists, joining me in the studio to give us a little bit of chat about their clean artwork in Australia's largest art show, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, that would be correct.
Design, media, and fine arts together, yeah.
Mm. Which of those is the best kind of art?
Fine arts, of course.
I'd say media arts. I've heard media arts are the best. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of rivalry between the different
Absolutely.
Arts? Absolutely. Yes.
Pushes us to strive for more, you know?
That's why we're so good. It's just that kind of like friendly rivalry.
So the competition drives innovation.
Yeah. You could say that.
So how was the actual opening showcase night?
Pretty intense. I think there's 3,000 to 4,000 people there. And it's not a huge campus, so it gets pretty packed. Mm. It's very overwhelming, but lots of fun.
A large number of people.
Yeah, it is. It was actually like one of the biggest ones they've had. They were really like happy with the turnout this year. It was a good night. It was a really good night. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think especially because there's a lot more people graduating this year with the compulsory honours, so it's kind of amped it up a notch.
So with obviously you've been making art for a while, right? It's a graduate show. But how do you feel about having how does it feel to make art, but then have it viewed by a ridiculous number of people? Is that different to just making art? I would imagine.
It can be pretty intimidating. I think especially for me, because I'm making physical things, and they hang on a wall and people go and scrutinize it. Can be pretty intimidating.
Do they look at it with the puzzled, tilted head?
Yeah, or they kind of shake their head and think, no, that's not very good.
And just walk on it. They say, wow, this is garbage.
Yeah, that's not the best kind of reaction. But I think because you're at uni for 4 or 5 years, a lot of people get an opportunity to exhibit sort of throughout that time at different things. So by the time you get to your graduation, you kind of have a little bit of experience with it. So
yeah, for me, I'm sort of notorious for never really showing my work. So like having a film like Apartment Block Number 10 that I had, it was really, it was a big deal for me because kind of the first time that I've ever really shown my work to a whole bunch of people. But it was exciting and we got a really great response. So yeah, it was really fun. So it's kind of maybe I'll do it more in the future. I don't know. We'll see.
You do digital art. Do you feel like that's in this digital age, do you feel like it's, now attained the same status as fine art? Do you think people still view it as kind of cheaper and a bit easier to come across?
I don't know. It's a good question because there's so much noise out there with digital art these days. Every man and his dog has a camera. So there's a lot being made and so it's hard to be seen. But I don't know, I think COFA is pretty good. It's pretty innovative with pushing students to...
I was going
to
say, there's a lot of... they're really good with new technologies. They have a lot of resources and facilities with that. And I think those sort of new technologies of... And, more contemporary art in media arts is really becoming valued, which is nice to see.
So can you tell both of you, one of your artwork, can you tell me a little bit of what kind of thing you make or what kind of style it is? So Jess, what's a kind of digital art you made that was on display?
Well, the one that's on display at the moment at COFA, it's called Apartment Block Number 10, and it's sort of my first video artwork because I'm usually a traditional filmmaker. I just build my own sets and, shoot on a camera. But this one was almost completely done on my computer. I used Photoshop and After Effects, and then I composited real life film behind. So it's kind of an apartment block aesthetic with different windows showing different people. And then it's incorporated with a soundscape. So it's different to anything I've ever done, but it was a happy experiment and it worked out well.
And the 10th one in a series, so.
Yeah, well, it's actually the first, but yeah.
You're going to backfill the catalogue of the other 9.
Yeah, no, I'll never show those ones. But yeah, I think it's something that I want to pursue because it worked out quite well. And that hybrid between animation and real film is kind of really interesting. So
it was really beautiful as well. Really.
Oh, thanks, Doug.
Yeah, everyone should check
it
out.
So now, Doug, obviously, fine art, it's hard to make as many video installations.
Yeah.
How did you go about it? What was your own artwork?
Well, my practice is a bit more traditional. So I do painting and printmaking and ceramics. And in the exhibition, the great exhibition, I've got some sort of colourful abstract paintings there, which are responses to garden spaces. I find curated and cultivated nature space is really interesting. So sort of looking at how we interact with nature in that way.
Were people able to ask you about your artworks? Were you like the artist in residence at your own artworks?
Not so much. I was floating around everywhere like a little social
butterfly. Have people asked you, what does it all mean?
Yeah, of course. And some people...
How do you answer that question? Because that's the question that, as an artist, you're like, what do you even say? Especially when it's abstract.
Yeah, totally.
Gardens?
Yeah. I think sometimes it's easier to be more flippant. And it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's a garden. It's pretty. Just look at it and like it, you know? Rather than getting really heavy and conceptual, it kind of scares people off.
Yeah,
take a seat. Let me tell you all about it.
Well, this is my apartment block. And you see, these windows represent the windows in my apartment block. And as you can see, they're all moving with the soundscape. So
mine's actually pretty much just a family portrait because I used all my family in it. So if you look at it, you'll see my dad, my mom, my brothers, their girlfriends.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go. So you're learning things about art as is. And Jessica, you won a TWT Excellence Prize. What does that mean for someone who receives one of those?
I think the Bridging Hope Foundation, they sponsored you. They're doing a collaboration with UNSW, and they came in, a big judging panel came in and looked through all the works. And I think for me, it's like it means that I'll get like $2,000 to kind of pursue, you know, my artistic development. And
it's a dream, right?
Yeah,
there.
It is a dream.
People
it's
give
a
money to
massive
pursue
honor.
Artistic development.
Yeah, yeah, especially with filmmaking. I mean, that stuff is not cheap. So yeah, it's just especially like it was a big surprise. And for me, like, I kind of felt like a bit of an imposter being a media arts student. Like, I'm like, I'm not really an artist, but yeah, it was nice to get that kind of recognition, especially with, you know, artists like at COFA who are amazing and like are so inspiring. Like if you go and see like Doug's work, like people stop in their tracks when they see his work and they're like, oh, like I'm pretty sure my tutor was at Simon. He stopped in his tracks and said, it's just.
That's just because it's so big and colorful.
No,
they've got
it's
no
beautiful.
Choice.
So Doug, what's next for you now that you've had after this exhibition?
I will be still making work and try to have a few more shows. I've got a few things lined up for next year with my whole honours cohort, so that's pretty exciting, at Gaffer Gallery in the first 2 weeks of February. So that'll be one to look out for. Little plug.
We welcome it. It's community radio. You've got to plug the arts and community stuff.
Absolutely. So just kind of keep working
especially
at it.
Especially abstract gardens.
But it'll be a really nice selection of lots of different work.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just keep plugging away at it.
Yeah, just do the art thing.
Hope
for the, you know, making art and hoping people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me this morning on No Worries. So Hot Right Now.
Thank you. Thanks
and,
for having us.
You can check out the exhibition any day this week at University of New South Wales. It's the annual art and design show. And the details will be put up on our website, 2ser.com.